And we're back here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. And don't forget, if you want to send us an email, you can reach us at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com and our Facebook at All Action Sports Radio. I am pleased to have on our show, he's the director of From Here to There, a free-running documentary and world tour that was fully funded May 31st on Kickstarter, which is no small feat. He is also one of the biggest and, I guess, most popular parkour free running stars in the sport, and he is also the star of Sand Sharks, the movie. He is the one and only Jesse LaFleur. Jesse, welcome to All Action Sports Radio.
Thank you, thank you. Grand introduction.
Absolutely. Now, I didn't know you were an actor. Sand Sharks, is that anything like Sharknado?
Essentially, yes. It's very similar. It's kind of a crazy B movie. I came out here for all sorts of things, free running being my biggest thing, but this town lends itself to a little bit of acting opportunities, so I like to pretend and have fun.
Absolutely, you go for that, man, because that Batman movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was the Mr. Ice or free whatever.
Yeah,
there's probably a dozen people from skateboarding, rollerblading, skiing in that movie from the action sports world, and they all played as henchmen. And I know because I helped cast all those guys,
Yeah, you know what's cool is like our sport itself, because it's such a specialized thing and the ability to sort of really control our bodies and not need any sort of apparatus has granted me opportunities to be in like over 10 national commercials and do films like Ninja Turtles and 300, things like that. So I'm super stoked to be in the right place at the right time and really be passionate about something that is sort of monetarily beneficial as well.
Well, let's talk about right place, right time. We had your buddy Corey DeMeyers on All Action Sports Radio a few weeks ago. And as I told him, I'll tell you now and our listening audience, we weren't quite sure about parkour and free running and whether we should dump it in with all the other sports considered action sports. And after reviewing the videos and watching and thinking about it, we're like, yeah, I think this is pretty much in our wheelhouse. And the response that we got from our audience was absolutely overwhelming after Corey came on the radio. And it solidified what we initially thought and what we now believe wholeheartedly, that parkour and free running is part of the action sports community. And welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you know what? I would say that, honestly, I don't know if it was ready even a year ago or 2 years ago to be considered an action sport. We've gone through growing pains, just like skateboarding in the beginning, and we're finding our identity. And now free running really is turned into this beautiful action sport that has to do with creativity and execution, and the level of difficulty that things are being thrown are absolutely insane.
It absolutely is. And part of that insanity is being crowdfunded and getting your kickstarting documentary, put together. You're going on this 37-city world tour, no less, to shoot, direct, and produce one of, I believe, will be many documentaries with you and Corey in regards to parkour and free running.
Yeah, absolutely. So this project, we are super excited that it got funded. We put a lot of work into spreading the word, which is really what this documentary is about. It's a look into the life of a professional free runner in a sport that hasn't yet really become a professional action sport. So within all these things, like we push this thing so hard, and we've actually, over the 26-day campaign, like I think we did like 40 million impressions across the internet on all of our
wow
platforms, such as Instagram, Facebook, and anything else like that, Twitter. So I think even just what we're doing now is helping spread the word in the right way about something that we're really, truly passionate about.
Now, this tour kicks off in October, right, in Athens?
Yeah, directly after this year's Red Bull Art of Motion. So we taking Corey and I, the returning champs, to go back and see if we can hit that podium again and maybe even try to get that best trick award again.
You know, when I filmed skating, I would follow events, like the Red Bull event you're talking about or the X Games. And then I would stay a little later with the riders and we would go out and film, or we'd get a little early and we'd go out and film. Is that something you're doing with the documentary? You get a little early, you take some guys out and you guys go session, or it's all about the actual competition?
No. The competition is almost the least important thing to a lot of the guys that actually get to go. Santorini itself is like the paradise for free running. because of the structure of the roof and the way how everything's sort of built together and the nearby volcano, like the structure, and it becomes the perfect playground. So a lot of the time, everyone that goes shoots their own videos, and we all go train together before and after the competition. So the competition itself is actually just a platform for us to show the like 5,000 spectators that show up to watch us throw down.
You listen to All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. We're on the line with Jesse LaFlare. He's one of the directors behind From Here to There, documentary on parkour and free running, which just got crowdfunded, and they're about to go, well, not about to, but in October they're going to be going on their 37-city tour to record and document their journey. Jesse, it's kind of like, I'm trying to envision this, because I don't free run and I don't parkour. I wish to God that I did. Do you guys go out like in a little group? Now, when I used to go session with my buddies, you know, skating, there would be like one, two, three, four of us, and we'd find a ledge, a rail, or just something to do lines, and we would just go at it for hours. Is that what you guys do? You go somewhere like downtown, and you find it, and you find lines, and you guys just go?
Oh, I mean, it's absolutely the same. You know, it's the same thing. You can go out alone. You know, you can push yourself by pushing yourself, and that's a completely different journey. Or you can go out with a group of friends in session. You know, we call it jams. So we have sometimes world jams, or someone will just post a link, and next thing you know, there's 30, 40 people just sessioning one random location. And we'll move around. But me, like, I actually am very passionate about finding new locations that lend itself to the sport in different ways. And I post videos like that. Like, I just posted a parkour spot video on my channel, which is youtube.com/LaFlareParkour. And you can see it's just me exploring the spot, training, discovering, showing my audience that it's not all about just throwing big tricks, but having fun in the exploration of movement.
Hey, Jesse, that's a good question for me. What are we going to see inside this documentary that besides... you know, tricks and jumps and spins. You know, what do you hope to achieve on a more intimate level to get people more familiar with parkour?
You know, I think the most important thing you're going to see is it's really a journey. The story is set on Corey and I really making the choice to be professional athletes within this sport. So leaving the USA and going to Europe to a whole bunch of different events, jams, competitions, and eventually ending up at the Red Bull Art of Motion, where we both stood on the podium together. But I think more importantly, the thing the audience is going to take away from it is really getting a sense of what it takes to try to be a pro within this sport right now. There is not many sponsors that are on board, you know. So everything we do is a struggle. But the best part about it is there's people all over the world that are so passionate about it that we show up in Germany, and guess what? We have a friend's floor to stay on, or he's going to take us to this spot, or next thing you know, they're coming with us to go to Vienna to go hang out with our other group of friends who run a group over there. So it's this like worldwide sort of community coming together about something that really does speak to everyone, because it is us and our body and how creative and strong we can be with it.
Hey Jesse, if people want to know how they can help out or see or keep track of what you're doing, where should they go?
Man, there are so many outlets. at this point, you know, we have a Facebook page that is dedicated to the documentary, which is facebook.com/FromHereToTheirDoc. And then, honestly, if you just Google Corey DeMyers or Jesse LaFlare, you can find our all social medias and Instagrams and all of that stuff. Tickets are still available for the screenings, and will be coming probably to a city very close to you.
All right, Jesse, before we get out of here, my last 30 seconds, we did have an email question that one of our listeners wanted to give it to you, courtesy of KZNU 1450 AM out of St. George, Utah. Mark is 19 and wants to know, what is your favorite trick and how long did it take for you to learn it?
You know, I have a couple different favorite tricks. The scariest one I've ever done is called a knee gainer. It's a gainer off of a ledge from your knees. That one took me a little while to figure out, but right now, one of my new favorite things is a trick I invented called the screwball, sort of like a inside boomerang with a full twist out, and that took about, I mean, I've been training for 9 years, so essentially it took all that time, but now it probably took about 2 months to develop and push into being able to do it on cement all the time.
Oh, sweet. Hey, send that to us. I want to see it. Can you?
All right, cool.
All right, Jesse LaFleur, our parkour free running specialist here on All Action Sports Radio. And if you want to know more, check out our Facebook page, All Action Sports Radio. We'll be back with 2014 X Games BMX silver medalist Drew Benzinson here on All Action Sports Radio.